It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio, your NPR news station. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is Michigan Radio senior news analyst Jack Lessenberry with a look at some of the region's top news stories of the week. The Michigan Department of Civil Rights wants the U.S. Supreme Court to take up a case challenging the state's emergency manager law. The lawsuit says the law violates the Voting Rights Act by diluting the voting power of people in some communities, especially African Americans. Lower courts have dismissed all but one of the lawsuit's claims. Jack, do you think the nation's highest court will see things differently?
No, I don't think they're going to see things differently at all. First of all, we don't even know if they'll take the case. They may just let the lower court ruling stand. But if they do, I think this is a calculated move on the part of the Michigan Civil Rights Commission. These commissioners are all Republicans. They're all appointed by Governor Snyder. Only two of them are African-American, and one of those is a fervent Trump supporter. I think what they are gambling on is that the Supreme Court, especially with new Associate Justice Neil Gorsuch, will rule that the emergency manager law is just fine. And then, of course, that has a lot of other potential ramifications about civil rights and voting rights as well. So I would be absolutely astonished if they were to find that this violated the Voting Rights Act.
Public schools in Bloomfield Hills and Birmingham are already charging tuition for some students, and now it looks like Grosse Pointe Public Schools may soon follow suit. Because of budget cuts and declining enrollment, the school board is looking at charging students from outside the district who want to attend a $13,000 tuition fee. Jack, this seems like a strange path for a public school.
Well, it's a public school. It doesn't really want to be a public school. There's a subtext here, which they would all deny, but which everybody knows is true, which is that the people of Grosse Pointe don't much want a bunch of black kids from Detroit coming in their schools. And so they figure if they slap them with the $13,000 tuition fee, that'll take care of it. But there's sort of a slippery slope here. If Grosse Pointe can charge that, maybe another desirable district, like one in Ada or one in Okemos, might start charging money. And then what's to say they can't charge people who live there some kind of a fee? So this is all a product of sort of the dissolution of the traditional public school system where kids went to a school in their neighborhood. And, of course, that's all been uprooted now. And, of course, we should mention that I think Grosse Pointe is not definitely decided to do that. We don't know if they're going to do that for sure, but it's something to keep an eye on.
Michigan's no-fall auto insurance law is once again up for debate in the legislature. House lawmakers recently introduced legislation to overhaul the law, including letting people pick their level of coverage. Right now, there's unlimited medical coverage for vehicle collisions. Jack, as I said, this isn't the first time this has come up. Do you think it'll get anywhere?
It might this time. I'm not sure. Basically, this is a case where nothing is broken and nothing needs fixing. But there's this huge pot of perhaps $20 billion set aside for people. This is only for people with catastrophic injuries, like the kind of injuries you can never work again, you can never get out of bed. And there's adequate money to cover all these people. But there's a lot of folks who'd like to get their hands on that money. And the insurance lobby and Governor Snyder has twice made a run at trying to do this. It's been beaten back before, ironically, the first time with the help of Mr. Republican L. Brooks Patterson, the longtime Oakland County Republican executive. He is a victim of a catastrophic accident, and he thinks that this law ought not to be touched. Most of the Democrats would not touch it, but we'll just have to see if this time they manage to somehow upend it.
Starting next week, people will be able to drive faster through some parts of Michigan. 600 miles on three rural freeways will have new speed limits of 75 miles an hour. That includes stretches of I-75, US 127, and US 131. MDOT says other freeways will get faster speed limits in the coming months. Jack, I bet you can't wait to get on the road and hot rod your way up north.
Well, the fact of the matter is, Rebecca, I am up north a lot, and when I drive 75 miles an hour now, illegally, on many of these roads, and when I'm driving 75 miles an hour, people are passing me. So what this is sort of an open invitation to go as fast as you want. And, of course, there's some danger ramifications there. And there's also the case that most of these roads are in relatively good shape, but you've got some of these other roads, especially downstate, it's just not safe to go that fast on them. So Michigan is all about cars and speed and all of that, but I'm a little bit dubious about whether this is a good policy idea.
All right, Jack, thank you so much for your insights. And if you do head up north this weekend, you drive the speed limit.
I'm going to check my training wheels.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst. He joins us Saturday mornings to review the week's regional stories. You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.